Walter W. Duncan, 286-4243, 9:35 p.m., April 13th, Thursday, 1978, Allville, Kentucky. Is this Walter Duncan?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is J.C. Porter in Marion, Indiana. I've talked to the Reverend Walter Duncan before, and he said that you might be a better source of information for me. And do you know Ida Richmond? She was Ida Duncan. She married Tom Richmond. She's about 80 now, lives over just off the interstate. Do you know her?
Well, I know her, but...
She's my grandmother.
Yeah.
Yeah, her daughter Earlene married Don Porter, and I'm their son.
Yeah.
And Everett Porter that lives in Globe, he's my grandfather.
Yeah.
Do you know Everett?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I've been tracing the Duncans, and could you give me some information on your family, your ancestors?
Well, I can't give you much for...
Who was your father?
That's Tom Duncan.
Tom Duncan?
Yeah.
Was his brother Dillard Duncan?
Yeah.
So Dillard was your uncle?
Yeah.
Do you know who your grandfather was?
Well, I don't exactly know, but I believe his name was Joe.
Joe Duncan? And they were from someplace in Virginia. Did you know that? I found out that Dillard was born in Virginia in 1848.
Yeah. Well, I really didn't know.
Do you know about when your father was born and died?
No, sir, I sure don't.
About when did he die? Was about 1900, probably, or?
I wouldn't doubt what, about 1910 or 12. I went to Brickyard and I was 15 years old, and he wasn't dead. Well, he died before I went to Brickyard.
Yeah, and Dillard died around that, a few years around there too, didn't he?
Yeah.
Did they have any other brothers or sisters? Do you know any of your other aunts and uncles, the Duncans?
Well, that was, Uncle George.
George, he was a brother to Tom and Dylan?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And do you know any others?
No, I reckon that's all I know.
Who was your mother?
She was Ramey.
A Ramey?
Yeah.
What was her first name?
Feeny.
Feeny?
Feeny.
How do you spell that?
T-E-N-A.
T-E-N-A?
Yeah.
Oh, Tina?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they were from someplace in Virginia, and I don't know where. If I could find out where, then I could trace them farther back.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to do that.
Yeah, but I really, really don't know.
Yeah?
Did you ever call, the preacher Duncan?
Yeah, I called him and he didn't know. He just knew Dillard Duncan and Martha Garvin. And
yeah.
Do you know anything about the Garvins?
No, not too much.
Yeah. I guess they're from Kentucky farther back.
Yeah.
Do you know who Dillard's mother was?
No, I sure don't.
Well, let's see. And you don't know any of your other aunts and uncles?
No.
Hmm.
I'm just M3 is about all I know.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Do you know anybody else that might know where they were from in Virginia? Anyone that would have records around there or anything?
No, sir, I sure don't. I didn't even know they was from up there.
Oh, you didn't?
Uh-uh.
Well, Dillard was born there, so... I don't know if your dad was born there or not. Was he younger than Dillard?
Yeah.
By about 10 years or so?
Oh, not hardly at all. About 5 or 6 years younger.
Hmm. Well, let's see if I have any information here. Let's see. John Dillard's children were James. Do you remember a James?
James?
Yeah, they'd be, let's see. Do you remember Charles Duncan, Dillard's son?
Oh, yeah, I know. Me and him were studying.
Yeah? And, do you know any of the others? Was there a James? James W. Duncan, Charles's brother?
James W.
Did he die young, or?
I know it, of a Johnson Duncan.
Yeah, Johnson? Johnson?
Johnson.
Yeah, do you know, have you ever heard of a Gary Duncan that was Charles's brother?
No.
Do you know of any of his other brothers or sisters?
No, sir, I don't.
Was there any of them younger than Mandy? Was Mandy the youngest one?
I believe she was.
And she married a Bax, right?
Yeah, she married a Bax.
And then there was Johnson, Charles.
Yeah, I know. Well, now, Johnson, I was well acquainted with him, but Charles, I don't know. I didn't know him, I don't reckon.
Yeah, well, he's my mom's grandfather.
Yeah.
Ida's father.
Uh-huh.
And I found in the census that he had an older brother named Gary and another brother named James. And I guess they'd be your first cousins also, Dillard's children.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember them?
No, I don't.
They must have died when they were younger or something.
Yeah, they sure did.
Do you know, have any idea where they'd be buried?
No, sir, I don't.
Well, can you think of anything else to tell me? I don't know what else to ask. I don't know.
No, sir, I sure can't.
Well?
I'll give you all the information I can.
Well, thanks a lot for your help, then.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, too.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll get down to see you sometime when
I'm
down this
summer.
Yeah,
come on down.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Is this Hanners?
Yeah.
Is Wilson Hanners there?
Sure is.
Can I talk to him?
Hello?
Mr. Hanners?
Uh-huh.
My name's J.C. Porter, and I'm calling from Marion, Indiana. And I've been working on the family tree, and I was wondering if you were related to James Hanners and Emma Hanners?
Yeah, I'm his brother. I'm Wilson Hanners.
Yeah, now this James Hanners I'm talking about was born in 1879. Are you descended from him?
My brother. My brother ain't 54.
Yeah, are you descended from this James and Emma Hanners? They lived in 1900. They lived at, they lived at 635 Greenup Avenue in Ashland.
Yeah.
Have you?
It ain't my brother, I don't think. He lives up on Daniel Street now.
Who was your grandpa?
Bob Hanners was one of
your grandpa?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard of a Hawkins Hanners?
Who?
Hawkins Hanners?
No, I haven't.
He had been born in 1896 there in Ashland?
No, I don't know.
How about an Ozzy Hanners?
Liza.
Ozzy, O-S-I-E.
It seems like I have heard of a Liza Hanners, yeah.
No, Ozzy.
I've heard my mom talk about it.
Ozzy?
I think so. I hear my mother talk about it.
Do you know of anyone I could get in touch with that would know about your ancestors there? Do you know where 635 Greenup Avenue is?
635?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be in the lower end of Ashland, and I live on 30th Street.
Yeah.
That'd be way down towards Eagles down there, way down to the lower end.
Yeah, well, there was five Hanners listed there in Ashland, and I just picked one on Greenup.
Yeah, there's lived across the river from here, over in Cold Grove, Crab, and over Crab Creek Holler, where I know And then these Arnold Hanners, these lay several Hanners.
Who's the oldest Hanners you know of?
My mother, I guess.
Your mother?
Yeah, she's 83.
Well, she'd be a good one for me to talk to. Would it be okay if I had her? Should she talk okay on the phone?
She lives in Skokar, so she has got a phone.
She don't? Could I have her address, maybe, and I could write her a letter?
Just Skokar.